Starting your season off against the 7-time defending state champion in Iowa's biggest class can be a daunting task. The problem that any coach has is if you go into a game thinking you don't have a chance to win, you won't. The Indianola football team knew that their strong defensive play up front winning the line of scrimmage would allow them to consistently stop Dowling, and they did so, eventually earning a 14-12 lead in the third quarter. The Maroons ended up winning, but the Indians showed that any team that wants to beat them has to run through the brick wall.
Dowling leads 9-7. Handoff goes to Schwager. Back in the backfield, quickly making a play is Ben Moffitt.
Yeah.
And it'll be a loss of maybe two.
Moffitt came over that left side. No one got near him. They handed that off. He took about two steps, and that was the ball all he got, and a loss on the play.
Great job by Walker Whalen in the middle of that as well.
Yeah, Walker was that. That was a great stop.
Jalen Smith got it, and they get the stop on a fourth down conversion. I think that was Jalen Smith.
It was Jalen Smith on the bottom of that when he got up off of that. And I'm telling you, what a great stop. They picked up about a half yard. They needed a full yard, and they did not get it.
Drops back to pass, looks left across the field. It's well defended by the Indians and tackled down.
Whalen
comes in and just makes a huge hit. And it'll be fourth and long, and we should see Dowling's first punt. The Indianola defense looks like a brick wall.
Our Week 2 player profile features the three starters on the Indianola defensive front who held their own: Jalen Smith, Ben Moffitt, and Walker Whalen.
The coaches got on us. We got to keep playing. We got to keep pushing. We're in this game just as much as they are. We felt like that we had them in a tight spot. They were nervous, but obviously we didn't end up with the result we wanted, but we still played our hardest, I believe.
We were pumped, excited, just tried to keep playing how we were and don't let down.
Yeah, we really found out we got to play four quarters, and it takes everybody. I mean, offensively, defensively, it takes everybody to win a football game, especially in big games like that.
Our defense and the success that we've had over the last few years starts up front. We have a lot of veterans, guys with a lot of varsity snaps back on the defensive front. We really look at that defensive line and the front seven to be the base of our defense.
Yeah, we felt prepared. We'd worked hard all summer, all week, as much as we could. We were ready to go out and play a game.
We prepared in the little summer that we got, ahead of schedule, and we were ready. Even though Dowling's tough opponent, we were ready to go out and play our hardest.
Yeah, we were ready against Dowling. We just went out there and played, be physical and use our hands, just our technique, and that was it.
The Indians weren't intimidated by the Maroons' offensive line, and that was key for them going in, says defensive coordinator Josh Lohman.
We spent a lot of time talking about, it doesn't matter, what emblem is on the helmet, on the opposing sideline. It's really about us. And we try to break the game down. Don't worry about it being a 48-minute ball game. We're trying to play one perfect play. And the next play is the most important play in the game. And really trying to break it down play by play, series by series, focusing on, the different aspects of the game and really be good in those critical spots.
Our mentality was don't even look at who we're playing, just go out and play our best. Come prepared every day. Just like it's the next, everything's the same.
Yeah, exactly. We didn't care that they had the D on the side of their helmet. We, no matter what's on their helmet, what logo, what name, we just go out and play the same as hard as we can and play how we know how to.
I mean, yeah, they were the 7-time state champs, but I mean, they don't get any advantage. The game starts 0-0, so we just had to go out there and play.
Head coach Eric Kluver said that with the amount of experience on the defensive side of the ball, he knew that the guys up front would be important for the team's success, and they showed up on Friday.
Guys played with a lot of heart and a lot of guts. Give our guys a lot of credit. They hung in there. They kept fighting. I thought they played extremely hard. Wish we could have executed in some areas a little bit better, but I was really proud of the way our guys played.
The Indians play a 3-4 defense, which means that there are three down linemen and four linebackers. Most of the sacks and big plays will most likely come from the different linebackers. But in order for that to happen, the three down guys have to do their job up front and eat up spots on the offensive line.
Being a former defensive lineman myself, I know what that's all about, and it's a selfless position. A lot of times you're taking on double teams and combo blocks, and you're doing a lot of the gritty, dirty work, and I think you take a lot of pride in that. Those guys, that's kind of their mentality. They fit the mold of what we're looking for there. a lot of the guys behind them are the ones that get in the stat column and so forth. But, you know, they're going to have opportunities too. And I think that they'll be in a prepared and then be in the right spot, and they'll get their opportunities to make big plays for us as well.
You're not going to be in the stat column very often. A lot of times you're doing the dirty work. You're taking up the double teams and things like that to open up your linebackers and outside backers as well. So, yes, they do a lot of the dirty work that goes unseen and unnoticed, but a very important part of a defense.
The Indians will have to try to even their record tonight at Norwalk, and a big part of their success will rely on the same performance from a week ago. But records and opponents don't factor into how the defensive front will play. Their goal is easy every week.
I mean, just keep working hard every week, getting prepared, playing our hardest every Friday night.
Yeah, exactly. Just show up, focus in, do what we know how to do, and then fundamentals.
Yeah, just work Monday through Thursday and just prepare for the Friday night game, and that's pretty much it.
For KNIA KRLS Football Friday Night and our featured players, Jalen Smith, Ben Moffitt, and Walker Whalen, I'm Andrew Swadner.